Good evening. Apologize for being late. Had some good news. We just did a badge pinning for three new hires, and then we promoted one person today. So it's always good when we can do that. Two medics and one part-time firefighter. So we're still looking for about six paramedic firefighters, which is very hard to find right now. So we're working hard to try to get them. I'm doing a lot of canvassing and being a politician, no pun intended. In April, for the runs for Looking Glass, we had a total of 56 runs, 22 in Eagle and 34 in Watertown. Most of course, are EMS calls. 42 of them actually were EMS calls out of those. A lot of just miscellaneous stuff. One call that I will talk about was an accident on Wacoosta in Grand River. And I, for the life of me, I can't remember the exact date. It was in the past couple weeks that the Clinton County was chasing somebody on a motorcycle. The officer at the time said that he was doing 120. The officer was doing 120, and the guy was still moving away from him. And he ended up hitting another vehicle at the corner. And the motorcycle stood still, and the guy took a ride. I don't know what the problem was, you know, as far as with Clinton County, but it was one of those what we call load and go. So we picked them up, and they took off pretty quick to go to the hospital. But that was kind of the culmination for that day. That was a rough one. So yeah, there's not a whole lot as far as fire going, which is good. Thank goodness. That's a pardon me.
The people in the car, okay?
Yes. Thank you for asking. Yes. And I'm still working with Jennifer to try about the other house too. So I haven't talked to MSP. So we're working. But that's all I have. The good news as far as the badge pinning and the promotions. That's kind of making me smile tonight. So.
Thank you.
If you have any questions,
I'm sure. If not, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Have a great night.
You too. Okay, we'll go back to new business number two.